everyone. Welcome back to the How To Podcast series. I have a speaker. Oh my gosh. Like, speaks a lot. I have an author. I have a podcaster on the show. And we're going to chat about podcasting. And, you know, this is going to be a great conversation. I know you're going to love it. I know you're going to love the guest co-host jumping in the seat today to share her insights around podcasting. Leah's here. Leah, welcome to How To Podcast series.
Listen, thank you for having me, Dave. I'm so excited to co-host with you.
Come on. All right. Like, we had a great conversation over on episode 350, as I looked at my notes, episode 350 of Living the Next Chapter. You were there to talk about your book and all of that great stuff. So we'll link up to that in the show notes, as always, because we want people to hear that episode as well. But here you are, How To Podcast series, guest co-host. I'm so excited. So happy to have you here.
Yeah.
You're a speaker, podcaster, author. You do everything, and you're really good at cleaning whiteboards, which is amazing because I have a whiteboard I need cleaned, and apparently looking at yours behind you, it's crystal clear. You are ready to chat, so it's great to have you here.
Listen, I told you I have a method to my madness when it comes to this whiteboard thing. Like, long as it gets to my Google Docs, I'm like, okay, we can clean it. But if it's not on Google Docs yet, it has to stay there.
Okay, you got to tell us about your podcast. You got to tell us about your speaking stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people here who haven't met you yet, but they're going to fall in love with you by the end of this conversation. I know it, guaranteed. 100% guaranteed you're going to fall in love with Leah. Leah, tell everybody about your show and your speaking.
Yeah.
Let's start there.
So, hey, everybody. I am Leah M. Forney. I am the host of Hey Queen Thrive. We are currently 3 years old and in our fourth season. I have a little over 140 episodes. So I'm catching up with you, Dave.
Come on.
And I'm also a professional speaker. So I am a sexual assault prevention and education consultant. And so I travel all up and down the East Coast, mainly teaching in K-12 schools, as well as law enforcement and colleges and universities, all about how to prevent sexual assault, as well as help survivors heal and feel supported on their journey. So that is a lot of what I do.
Wow. What an amazing audience too, as well, right? From young people all the way up to law enforcement. That's amazing to know that you have the ear and the attention of these amazing people. So it's got to be rewarding to get up there and share and help people. That's got to fill your cup.
It absolutely does. And I love that I have such a diverse audience because, one, I believe early intervention is key. So I'm very big on, I think that's why K-12 is like for my heart, because I believe we can intervene really early. But then I also love that I get to work and talk to young adults too, you know, because it's prevalent on college campuses. And so helping them, but then also helping law enforcement and attorney generals understand how to best work with survivors, you know, and kind of start to bridge that gap. You know, unfortunately, in some communities, right, law enforcement is not trusted. So it makes it very difficult. And so I love that I get to have that diversity in my audience because everybody can learn from everybody. And that's hopefully that is the goal when they get to hear my story and the work that I do.
Okay. And now let's parlay over to podcasting. You said diversity matters to you.
Yeah.
You talk about all that, which I know it's the key to what you do. Let's talk podcasting now. Okay. What are you seeing in podcasting around diversity, inclusion, people sharing their voices? Are we getting better at opening wide the gates of who can be a podcaster? Do you think it's getting better or do we got a lot of work to do? What do you think?
Kind of in the middle. Like, I feel like I definitely feel like we're getting a little bit better because we are starting to see diversity in voices. I do feel like where we need to grow, though, is to some people, podcasting is still kind of male dominated. So like one of the areas I would love to see more diversity is like when we're talking about who's topping the charts in podcasting, it's usually the same people, right? And so we don't see too many people of color, women of color, LGBTQIA. So like, that's where I would really love to see more diversity in. It's like, no shade against Joe Rogan, but it's like, you kind of been on the charts for a while, sir. Like, give somebody else a chance. But I do love that we are starting to have diversity in just the types of podcasts that are showing up and that people are realizing that not only does their story matter, but their expertise matter. And like people, there's an audience that really wants to learn from you and really wants your knowledge. And so that's why I say I'm like in the middle. I love where it's headed, but then I'm also like, we could do better in some areas.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of the genesis of why I do my show. Again, another white guy with a podcast, right? I know that I'm already card stacked against me in that sense, because do we need another white guy with another podcast about podcasting? Probably not, to be quite honest. But at the very beginning, my intent was to have other voices come on my show.
Yeah.
So that it's not my opinion. It's not my thoughts. It's a collective. It's people like you coming on and sharing your journey. Yeah. And us learning together in a group so that we can hear these voices and raise them and elevate them and support great creators like you.
Yeah.
And, you know, not that you need my platform to get out there, but if I can be the person that introduces you to my friends and my listeners and my community, if I can be that person to do that behind the scenes, then my podcast is doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. And I think that's key, right? Like, I think we need more of that. That helps push the diversity, right? Because when we have other races, other ethnic groups that are like, okay, I want to create a space that is more of a collective where it's not just shining the light on just me and my knowledge, but I'm highlighting other people. You know, that's why I created Hey Queen Thrive, because I wanted to create a platform where I hire other powerhouse women and a few good men, because I've had male guests too on my show and male listeners, but I wanted it to be a space where I highlight people that I just were like, y'all are just powerhouses in yourself, and it doesn't have to be all about me. And so if we had more people doing that, I think that we would start to see a major shift in diversity in podcasting.
All right. So what else can we do as podcasters in the community to invite more people into the space? I get a sense from some people I talk to that you have to be a speaker like you to have a podcast. You have to be an author like you to be a podcaster.
Yeah.
You have to go to school for this. You have to not be shy and timid and nervous. You have to have a certain, it's kind of like when you go to the amusement park and they have a sign that say you must be this tall to ride this ride.
Yeah.
Right? In podcasting, there's a sign that says you have to be this talented or this smart or this gifted or this whatever to be a podcaster. I'm on a mission to take those signs down.
Yeah.
There should be no signs in podcasting.
Yeah.
You should be able to do this however you want and learn and grow and be a part of the community from day one.
Yeah, no, I wholeheartedly agree with you. And I agree. We do have to remove those, like that hierarchy that makes you people feel like it's only for a certain type of people. And it's not like that's, let's dismantle that now. It's not. I truly believe that anyone could be a podcaster. And what I love about podcasting, as opposed to like things like YouTube, is that the level of creativity podcasters have, like you can create whatever kind of show you want to create. Like if you really like take the time and search through like Spotify and Apple and just like start to see the types of shows out there, like we have all types of shows. Like if you're a dog lover, you can create a whole show about dogs, right? Like I know people that listen to podcasts that love true crime, and they only listen to podcasts that are about true crime. And I think that's what's so beautiful about our industry, is that it is truly for the creative. And I think that if you see yourself as a creative and you see yourself as someone that's like, hey, you know, I got some knowledge. I think I could talk about some things. And you're the type of person that don't really like to be on camera. Podcast is your best friend, because people could just hear your voice and they never have to see you. And that's one of the reasons why, like, my show is strictly audio only, because I'm like, I don't want to look cute all the time and have to talk to people. Like, I just want to, like...
I struggle with that all the time, Leah, just so you know. Looking cute all the time, that's me.
Listen, I was like, I just want to record and have great conversations. And I find that those are the type of guests that I attract, where they're, like, excited that they're like, what? I don't got to look cute. I could just talk. And that's what you want. Like, you just want to be able to find, I would say in podcasting, it's all about finding your space. And then once you find your space, then show up and dominate in that space and be consistent in that space. Because a lot of podcasters, and you could probably agree, where they mess up is they stop being consistent. So like they start off one way and then they get tired or they get burnt out or they get discouraged. And that's because they're following this idea that like, oh, I got to have all these numbers and I got to have all these downloads. And I'm like, I think for me, it's always about why are you starting this show? Like, what's really the reason why you wanted to create? Like, I didn't create Hey Queen Thrive because I wanted tens of thousands of followers and listeners. I created it because we were in the midst of a global pandemic. And I was like, I know I'm in need of some encouragement while we're going through this. So let me just create a show. And that's what I did, not knowing that I was going to have a whole bunch of other people that were like, I need this too. And now we have this beautiful Thrive Tribe that gets a new episode every Thursday.
The Thrive Tribe. I love that. I love that. Yeah. It's good. Okay, so there's episode one, Leah, and then there's the most recent episode recorded, Leah. There's got to be a change, a difference. There's got to be some growth.
Yep.
Because one thing I get is people compare their episode one to somebody's episode 200 and go, oh, I'm not good at this at all.
Yeah.
I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit. And I'm like, wait a minute. Go back to that podcast with 200 episodes and listen to their episode one.
Yeah.
If it's available. And that'll give you some context.
Yeah. So
encourage people listening or thinking about starting a show. Come on.
I think
like episode one.
Season one, period, Leah had no clue what she was doing. Like, absolutely no clue what I was doing. I just was like, all right, I'm just keep pressing record. I had no like solid plan. I knew nothing about like episode numbers and show notes and episode description. Like I was just hitting record and just running my mouth with no like topics, no nothing, just whatever was coming to me in the moment. And I can tell you, I've listened to some episodes of season one and I chuckle because I'm like, girl, you just had no structure. Like you was just talking for the sake of talking, like no structure. So I always tell people that are new to podcasting, let your season one kind of be like your educational season where you're just learning the podcasting landscape. Like don't put so much pressure on yourself to feel like it has to be perfect. Because like you said, someone will listen to episode 200 and be like, oh my God, you sound so amazing and you're brilliant. And you're like, if you only knew where I started, because this took a lot of work. It took a lot of like consistency in doing it. And then it also took like finding who you were really showing up for. Like, I remember season one of my show, I had like, I think my description was so generic. It was like, this is a woman empowerment show. Like, it's like I knew nothing about SEO, nothing, the type, none of that. It was just so generic. And then I started putting myself in podcasting spaces and I started learning from other podcasters. And so then I was like, okay, I need to tweak that. I need to tweak that. But I just kept tweaking. And here we are, season four. So now it's much more clear who my show is for. But starting out, I knew none of this, Dave. Like, absolutely, positively none. I just kept pressing record and was like, fingers crossed, something I say is going to land with the people. That was it.
Now, tell me about the moment when you heard back from a listener that wasn't related to you about your podcast. What's that moment feel like for somebody new who has like two episodes and three listens? What does it feel like when somebody reaches out to you and goes, I'm in country, blah, blah, blah. Your podcast meant the world to me. What does that mean to you?
I remember the first time I had someone from my Thrive Tribe find me on social media and like DM me. And it was funny because when they DM me, they were like, I don't appreciate you talking about me on your show. And I started laughing because I was like, wait, what episode are you listening to? And like, they were talking about an episode in which I was talking about navigating like friendships as an adult. And I guess that's what they were experiencing at the time. And it was so funny that that's what they said, but they were like, no, everything you said, I'm living. And I was like, finally, someone understands what it is that I'm going through. And so when I get these messages all the time, it like warms my heart because it lets me know that I'm creating a show that people enjoy and that people get something from and that it's relatable. And I think that's what makes me keep going with Hey Queen Thrive, because I know that if I don't release an episode on a Thursday, my Thrive Tribe, someone is DMing me. Someone is emailing me like, where is today's episode?
Like, what is going on with
like,
the world?
Yeah. They are so hooked that it's like, yeah, I need my episode. And so the first time that happened, it was just like, wow, Leah, you created a show that really resonates with people. Even though you had no idea what you were doing. Like, it was just, you were just going with it. But I think what it was really was that I just show up and be authentic. And I think once, as long as you show up authentic and show up just being like, listen, I'm just going to take you on this journey with me. I don't know what this journey is going to look like, but we're going to learn together. We're going to grow together and be that inviting. You'll find that you'll start finding your people and they'll start finding you. And so I love that my Thrive Tribe is 45 strong. And listen, they expect episodes every Thursday. They're ready.
I like it. I just had a guest co-host come on, had a podcast series. He's active military, serving his country there in the U.S. And he talked about being a private in the military and doing the obstacle course as a 19-year-old new recruit. And they put him through the paces, right? And there they are out on that obstacle course. You see it in movies, right? Yeah. They're down on their hands and knees crawling, and they're running through all this stuff. And then he got to this thing called the wall. Wow. And it's just straight up wall that you got to get over. And the interesting thing, he said, well, we do this in teams. Mm. We don't do it by ourselves. We actually work as a team. So one person gets down low and person climbs up on top of them like a ladder. And then they climb over, and then they each help each other over the wall until a whole team gets over the wall.
Wow.
And I said to him, he said to me, I was the guy at the bottom. So I was the base, right? And it comes to the point where all of his team is on top of the wall now, and it's his turn as the base to be the last person over the wall. So what he has to do is he has to go away from the wall, turn around, and then run as fast as he can towards the wall.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, run towards the wall?
Yeah.
You don't even know in your mind what you're going to do when you get there, but you have to run?
Right.
I think I would walk slowly and try to figure out what the heck am I going to do? But he's like, I need the momentum to get over the wall. Mm. So I run. My feet kind of run up the wall a little bit. I reach up and my team grabs me and pulls me over the wall.
Wow.
And I'm like, in podcasting, what we need is to help other people over the wall.
Yeah.
Right? And when it's our turn, we need someone there to reach down and help us over the wall.
Yeah.
So, as we're talking, I'm just getting so inspired. I'm thinking, what are the walls that I faced as a new podcaster? And did I run towards them or did I run away from them?
Yeah.
Like, good. You know, will people like my voice? Will people like my content? Am I good enough? You know, do I have the right gear, equipment? All these things are walls.
Yeah.
That stop us. So when you were a new podcaster, what was the wall that you faced and how did you get over the wall?
I think the first one that stands out for me is like, I did not care for my voice, and I didn't care for my voice because I'm a girl from Brooklyn, New York. And so like, I like have the thick New York accent and I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to press play and they're going to just hear this girl from New York. And I had to like really work through that because what I did really was learn to how like to embrace those things about yourself that you feel like you don't like, but resonate with other people. Like, and so the more that I started just embracing the fact that like I was given this voice and this is who I am, it was like, all right, I'm no longer going to keep tearing my voice down. Instead, I'm going to start building it up. So like positive affirmations became my thing. Where I just would, before I did an episode, I would just recite some positive affirmations. I would pray and I would be like, all right, you got this. But like my voice was one of them. And then probably like, did I have a story? Did my words, were they really going to matter? Like, were people really going to care about what I wanted to talk about? That was probably another big one because it was like you said, when you're new to podcasting and then you see all the Joe Rogans and all the people of the world and you think like, oh my God, I got to have thousands of followers. I have to have all these downloads. I have to have all this plays and all these things. And then you realize what people really want is authentic conversation. They want to like learn something. They want to be educated. They want to be entertained. And so once I started like taking that pressure off myself and realizing like I'm creating a show to give an audience something that I didn't have. So because I started in the midst of the pandemic and I was just looking for encouragement and looking for empowerment, you know, to keep my mind focused so that I wasn't getting caught up in COVID and all the stuff that was being said about COVID, I wanted to create that kind of show. So those were like things that I did to kind of keep me focused, keep me centered, and realizing like, it doesn't really matter if you don't like the thing you don't like about you, somebody absolutely loves about you. So that's what I had to focus on, was like not getting caught up in the negative, but being like, why are you starting this show and how is it going to help the people that you want to listen?
Yeah. So let's jump back to your voice. When you talk about your accent, I have friends that live in like Bushwick, and whenever I go down there from Canada down to New York, I love New York.
Yeah.
I love everything about it because it's so different from where I am from. And when I hear somebody with a nice, thick New York accent, to me, that feels like home. Because when I go visit my friends, it's such a great experience.
Yeah.
So when you come on the mic and you start being you, your authentic you, and talking the way you talk compared to how I talk, which is different, I hear your voice. I feel like I'm home.
I love it.
Right? Yeah. So where you're kind of downplaying it, saying, oh man, it's so thick and I don't know if anybody's going to like it. To me, as a listener, I'm going, I feel like I'm home. I feel like I'm back in Bushwick with my friends on the street, just doing the stuff. I know I have listeners that have a podcast and they have like a really thick country drawl. They're from, you know, down in Texas and hey y'all, and they do all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I have a listener who's serving in Japan, originally from Texas. He is far from his family, far from home. And when he hits play on a podcast and hears that Southern drawl, that draws him home in the moment. And he is connected with that podcaster just because of the sound of their voice.
Yep.
So if you erase who you are and try to make it the same as everyone else, you might miss some of that connection with your audience where you represent home.
Yes, that's so good, Dave. And it's true. And I think that's one of the reasons why even when I've like chatted with inspiring podcasters, I'm like, just be you, because that's what your audience is looking for. Like, they just want you to be you and they want you to show up authentically and they want you to be consistent. Like I always tell people, do not get into podcasting if you know that you don't have the bandwidth to continue. Right. Like, don't get into podcasting because it's a fad right now and everybody wants to be a podcaster. Like, really think about, is this something that I can be committed to and be consistent with? You know, when I used to coach in the podcasting space, one of the things I used to tell new podcasters was like, always assess your capacity before you start a podcast. Like, everybody don't need a weekly podcast. Some people, like, if you know that you don't have the bandwidth to do anything weekly, don't do anything weekly. Like, really assess what your capacity is like. And that used to be a game changer for them because they were like, you know, this whole time I thought all podcasts were weekly shows. And I'm like, no, there are some people that have bi-weekly once a month. Like, and it's really up to you. And I think that's why I love being a podcaster, because you get to make those decisions. You get to decide how you want to structure your show. You know, I tell people, I know people that I follow podcasts who have 12 episodes a season. 12. That's it. And if I could do Hey Queen Thrive all over again, it would not probably be a 9-month show. But nobody told me that. Like, I was just like, all right, I just got to put out all these episodes. But now it's like, yo, this is your show. You decide how long you want it to be, how short you want to be, how many episodes. How, like, this is all on you.
So I'm cueing in on the fact that you said you help podcasters with their show and that you've done that in the past.
Yeah.
So now I'm flipping the entire podcast over to you and I'm going into the audience. Teach. Oh, great, Leah, on all things podcasting. Encourage us. Like, there's people listening to the show that are brand new baby podcasters.
Yeah.
Maybe they got one or two episodes. They got three listens total. And they're like, I'm having the most fun I've ever had doing this podcast thing. If I have one person listen, I'm thrilled, but they're here. And the one thing I notice when we go into Facebook groups, people will ask beginning questions, like beginner podcast questions, and then get piled on by experts, opinionated people, some helpful, some not so helpful. and they just get piled on. Like, there's thousands of comments, and they're like, I don't even know what to do with this information. I have to Google what you're saying, because I don't even know what you're talking about. But there's brand new podcasters here, ready, eager to learn. They got their pen and paper out, and we get some time with you. So I'm getting out of the way. I want you to teach. Please give us some inspiration. Come on, let's go.
Yeah. So I would say to all the new podcasters out there, a few things. One, I would say be consistent, right? Like, if you really want to get into podcasting, be very consistent. And notice I say consistent and not frequent, because what we confuse oftentimes is the difference between consistency and frequency. And consistency is just keep doing that thing over and over and over again. Frequency is how often you choose to do that thing. So before you ever hit a record button, start to assess that. Like, how often do I want to show up? How often do I want to send out episodes? And then plan for that. Like, really sit down and come up with a solid plan of like how many episodes a season, right? Or how many episodes am I releasing a month? So that way you kind of have a blueprint to follow on when you should be releasing your episodes. The other thing I would say in terms of consistency is pick the same day of the week to release, because oftentimes I see with new podcasters, it's like they'll release the episode on Monday, then they'll release another episode on Thursday, then again on Sunday. And it's like, you're building an audience, so they don't even know when to expect you. So that's why consistency is going to be important, because as you pick that day and you constantly, release episodes on that day, you set the expectations. So now they're like, oh, I know Dave's going to show up on this day. I know, like I said, if I do not release on a Thursday, I guarantee it, a member of my Thrive Tribe is going to be like, hello, it's Thursday. Where's A Queen Thrive? So you want to set that expectation early. The other thing I would sit here and say to new podcasters is really figure out who you want this show to be for. Like, who is it really for? Right? Like, who's your ultimate audience? You know, if it's an empowerment type show, who are you trying to empower? What are you trying to empower about? Like, really get specific about that, because that's something I didn't do in season one. But then by season two, season three and four, like, it's very clear who Hey Queen Thrive is for. And so you want to know that, because you want to put that in your episode description, your podcast description, so people know this is a show for you if you do this, you know. And my description, I always say, like, this show is for the unapologetically dope woman, right? Like, and we talk about life and business. And so I have like key questions, like, if you are struggling with this, this is the show for you. And so you want to make it real clear who it's for, because one, that's going to help attract the people you want to listen, while also repelling the people that probably shouldn't tune into your show. So you want to be really, really clear about that. And then I would say also, like, make sure your podcast graphic looks clean and nice. Like, I see podcast graphics that are just too busy, too many colors, too many, like, keep it simple. You know the old saying, less is more, and it really is. Like, less is more. Like, you just want people to get a clear understanding of what your show is about, who you are as the host. So I highly recommend slapping a picture of yourself on there. Make sure it's a professional picture. No selfies, ladies. I'm sorry. Like, put a professionally done picture of yourself on there so people know that you are the host and this is what you look like. And then have fun. Like, literally have fun. Like, take the pressure off yourself to feel like you have to show up as this guru, this goat, this expert. Like, just be you, because one, it's going to make it go by so quick. Like, that's one of the things I love about recording episodes, is that 30, 45 minutes go by quick, because we're just being ourselves and we're having fun. And when you have fun, you'll invite guests who get to do the same. Like, I love that the women that have been on my show love to be their authentic selves. And there's no holds bar. I'm like, if you got to cuss, cuss. Like, I'm not that host to be like, we don't cuss on this show. Like, be you. And so when you are you, you're going to create a space where your listeners are going to feel like they can be themselves, and your expert guests are going to feel the same way. So that's what I would give to my new podcasters.
I love it. Now, we're going to have listeners of your show catching you here and seeing a different side of you, because now you're a guest co-host.
Yeah.
You're not leading. You're kind of doing this role, which is kind of cool for them. What do you want to say to your community? Come on, they're listening. What do you want to say to them?
I would say Thrive Tribe, I absolutely positively love y'all. Thank y'all so much for just continuing to rock with me for the last 3 years and continue to show up each and every Thursday, tuning in, getting some nuggets, getting some gems. And I love when y'all share with me what you are taking away. So definitely make sure that you just keep rocking with your girl, because we are having fun.
I love it. I love it. Okay, what is one thing that maybe you learned about or you understood about podcasting back in episode one, mm-hmm. back in the day, and now you're kind of like, you know, that doesn't serve me anymore as a podcaster. I don't really subscribe to that teaching or belief or common thing that people say about podcasting. Is there anything you're like, nope, that doesn't serve me anymore?
Yeah, this thing that you have to have a huge following. Like, okay. In the beginning, yes, I swore by that. I was like, oh my God, I got to have thousands of followers. I have to have thousands of downloads. And now I'm like, no, I don't. Like, people think it's amazing that I've had, my show is literally 7,000 downloads since we started. And I stream in 116 different countries. And I only have 45 subscribers. Like, people, like, when I break it down, like, people are like, what? You only got 45 subscribers. How are you getting all this traction? And I'm like, because it's about the quality of the content that I'm putting out. Like, it's less about the subscribers. So that is probably the biggest one, that you have to have all these subscribers and all these followers. Like, people just want good quality content. That's really what they want.
Yeah. My encouragement right now is, I hear a lot of people talking about ratings and reviews being the only way to be found. I'm saying the only.
Yeah.
It could be part of a way of being found. I think that the best way to get more traction for your podcast is to have and invite your listeners to listen to the entire episode.
Yeah.
Because if you're thinking, if you were the app, if you were Apple or if you were Spotify or whatever, fill in the blank, YouTube, if you were that platform, you would want to people to come to an episode, come to your podcast, hit play, and then stay. Like, stay here. Stay here to the end. It's 45 minutes of amazing content. Don't bounce after 1 minute. Stay here for the entire thing. That's the idea. So I'm encouraging my listeners and other podcasters to put that out there. So if they ask for ratings and reviews, fine. That's good. Excellent. Yeah. It's kind of social proof, you know, that the podcast is great. But I would also then throw in the occasional, hey, listener, if you want this podcast to be found by others, if you just listen to the entire thing, it signals to the app that this is great content. And they're going to say, hey, every time we send somebody to Leah's podcast, they go there and they stay there beyond a minute. So there's something happening there. Let's promote Leah's podcast.
Yeah.
Let's show it to more people.
Yeah.
Because everyone goes there. It's sticky. People go to your show and they stick there. They stay. They don't leave. So there's something special. Because we want the best results. When somebody finds a podcast like yours, we want to send them there and they stay. So encourage your listeners to stay to the end.
Yeah,
that's a so great good. Way to get it to grow.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I would also add, like, get on other people's stuff too. Like, get on other podcasts like this one. Because what people don't realize is, like, that's one of the key ways that I grew Hey Queen Thrive. Like, I would just get on other podcasts and I wouldn't get on there for the sake of being like, oh, I'm a podcaster. I would get on there to talk about my books or my speaking. But because most podcasters do their own due diligence and they research their guests, like, they would stumble across Hey Queen Thrive. And that would always be one of the questions they ask. Like, talk to us about your show. And so that's when I started finding that their audience started to become my audience, because then they would come right over and, like, check out the show. So I definitely would say get them to listen to the whole show, the whole episode. But then also don't be afraid to jump on other podcasters' shows and collaborate that way.
Yeah. Be a part of the community.
Yeah.
Support and then be supported. Remember, back to the wall, right?
Yeah.
Everybody has to go over the wall. We're all here together. So instead of standing off to the side laughing and mocking somebody for their inability to address the wall in front of them, we all need to surround each other and cheer each other on.
Yeah.
To get over that wall, because all of us are going to face a wall. Every one of us. How we as a community support each other. That's the main thing, right? Okay. So people come to your podcast, first time listen. You've got many episodes. So they don't know where to start. Like, they could start on the most recent one, or they could go back to episode one, which we love. That's great. So I kind of picture it as first day of high school. It's chemistry class. It's history class. It's English. You walk into this classroom full of strangers. You don't know anybody. Mm-hmm. You sit down at this chair, and you don't even know if you're in the right room. You're supposed to be in chem, but this could be history. You're looking around at all these students. And the teacher comes in. They write their name on the wall. Back in the day, it was chalkboard. I'm old. They would write their name on the wall, right? And then they would write the name of the class. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, crap, I'm in the wrong classroom. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be across the hall, right? This is the wrong one. So I want podcasters to be able to address new listeners when they come to their show. When they all gather in, and you could be 100 episodes in, and a new listener shows up for episode 101. They've never heard anything before. They come into that classroom just like first day of school.
Yeah.
And looking around at all these people going, what's going on? What is this about? Like, I don't even know what this is. And I think a lot of podcasters tend to forget the new listener when they have multiple episodes.
Yeah.
Because we've all been here from episode one. We all know each other. And then this new student walks in and we're all like, who's that? And the student's like, what class is this? Right. We want them to feel welcome.
Yeah.
So for a new listener showing up at your show, they've never heard a podcast episode from your podcast. Where would we start? Where's a good starting point?
I mean, you could always go to season one and just laugh at all the bloopers and all the stuff. But I personally love for them to start at season two, episode one. Because I feel like at season two is really when I started to really kind of hone in on what Hey Queen Thrive was all about. And so we had really, really good conversations about life and just really figuring out our process and figuring out our, you know, what we are called to do and business. And that's when I really started to like get really niched down in the sense of like who this show was really for and what we wanted to talk about. So I always direct people season two, episode one.
I love it. I love having you on my screen to talk about podcasting, to talk about your book, which we did again on Living the Next Chapter. There's something special about you.
Thank you.
As a creator and a speaker, you help so many people.
Thank you.
So for somebody listening at the beginning, they're like, oh my gosh, I need Leah at my next event as a speaker.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to reach out to her. I don't know how to connect with her, but I need her at my next event. How do people connect with you, your podcast, your book?
Yeah.
Speaking. Come on. Let's
promote, all the promote. Things. Come on. So you can definitely find me on all the social media platforms, Leah M40. Hey Queen Thrive has an Instagram page. So definitely follow us on Hey Queen Thrive on Instagram. Definitely shoot me an email, info@leahm40.com. That's probably the best way to get to me, especially for speaking, because sometimes I respond to DMs, sometimes I don't. But you can also go to my website to learn more about my sexual assault prevention work and all the things that I do at www.leahm40.com.
Just like that. That's how you do it, everyone. If you're like, how do I promote myself at the end of a podcast? That's it right there. You just had a master class from Leah. There you go. That's how you do it. And did you notice, everyone listening, that everything matches with her brand?
Yes.
It's not like five different websites and five different locations. It's all tied together in one nice little package.
Yep.
Which is well done. That's how you do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love it. So in the future, come back. Give us an update on your podcast.
Yeah.
On your author journey. Let's stay in touch. I'd love to have you back. You bring Absolutely. So much positivity, great value. You're a great person, and you have Thank a clean you. Whiteboard behind you. You have no tasks, apparently, to do. So you've got lots of time to do more of this. So thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Dave. And of course, I'll be back. It's okay. For you, for sure.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Everyone, all the information for Leah is in the podcast show notes. As always, you know how we do things. And reach out, let her know you heard her on the show, and go listen to her podcast right now. You've got time. You got nothing going on right now. Head over to her podcast, like, follow, subscribe, share, do all the thing, ring the bell, I don't know, do them all, and let Leah know that you really appreciate her for her great content. Thank you, Leah.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you for sticking all the way through to the very end. It's bittersweet that the episode is over and that we're done for this episode, but you will come back and I will come back, and You know, there's you and me, and we're one big happy family here at the How to Podcast series, far beyond being just pod pals, which is fine, but I'd much rather do life together as family here. And to that end, a reminder, as we talked earlier in other episodes as well, that we do have a meetup group, and you are invited. I would love to have you come. It's free. We do them scattered throughout our calendar, different days, different times, because we have people listening around the world, like Cuba and Warsaw, Poland. Hi, Cuba. It's amazing how we can reach the world with a podcast. So through our meetup group, what we do is we get together. It's free for you. Cost me money, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. We get together, we meet other podcasters, we talk podcasting, and it's a way to get from behind the microphone, sitting by ourselves, recording on our own, and doing community. Podcasters need community. You need to meet other podcasters. And just in a low-key, fun environment, talk podcasting. So my challenge to you in 2024 and beyond is to get into a meetup group, find other podcasters, introduce yourself, and make new friends. It's just like school all over again, grade 9. Let's meet each other and share the podcast journey. Go to howtopodcast.ca and click on all the information you'll find there around our meetups. And I'd love to have you there. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next episode. Get out there and record your podcast. Take care.